The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Vav, Sif Vav. We're continuing with our discussion of various laws, general laws about blessings, and we will also start talking about the laws of answering Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai and Amen. So the Kitzur starts, Sifvav. Kol HaBarachos, all blessings, Chutz V'Birchas HaMazon, except for benching, grace after meals, Sheyavur Emirtz Hashem B'Simen Mem Dalet Sivirah, that will be discussed separately later on in Simen Mem Dalet, because that is of Torah, that obligation to say that blessing is midaraisa. It's a Torah mandated by the Torah, and therefore may have its own rules. But all other blessings, which are only midirabbanan of rabbinic nature, in this topic, Bohem, if you are in doubt regarding them, im amram or lo amram, if you said them or you did not say them, einai chayzer mevarich, you may not, you should not repeat the blessing. You should not say it over again, because it's only rabbinic nature, and there is a possibility that you will transgress the prohibition of saying Hashem's name in vain, therefore one should not repeat the blessing, just continue on without it. The Kitzur only excludes Birchas HaMazon, benching, from this rule. He says he'll discuss them later on. He does not discuss Birchas HaTorah, the blessings that one makes in the morning upon learning Torah, Masik B'Divrei Torah, and Ashabach HaBanu. There is a great disagreement among the Peskim whether that is also mandated min HaTorah, mandated according to Torah law, not just of rabbinic nature. And therefore, there are Peskim who say that one is obligated to repeat it in case one has a doubt. If he said it or not, one should really repeat it. There is a big machlekes about this, a big disagreement about this. Preferably, one should find somebody to be mighty him, find somebody who has not yet said Birchas HaTorah, and ask him to say the blessing for you, and you will fulfill your obligation by hearing him say it. Alternatively, one could fulfill the obligation by having intent during the blessing of Ava Rabba, the bracha right before Kriya Shema, and then learning some Torah right after davening. In the event that he did not do that, so it is again a very great disagreement among the Peskim, and this one should ask his local Rav what he should do. Siv Zayin. Chayiv Adam Levarech B'chol Yoyim Kuf Brachos HaPachos. A person is obligated to say a minimum of 100 brachos every day. V'David HaMelech Tikin Zayis. David HaMelech, King David, the author of Tehillim, he ordained this rule that a person should say 100 brachos every day. The Talmud tells us that there was a time during the reign of David HaMelech that there were 100 people dying every day. There was a plague. And to counteract that, David HaMelech ordained that people should say 100 brachos every day, and that counted that through that ordination, the plague indeed ceased. And from then, we have a requirement to say 100 brachos per day. Remez Ledavar, a hint to this, in the verse in Shmuel, David HaMelech is talking, and it says, HaGever Hukam Oil. So says the person, literally, Hukam Oil means, who held up, established the yoke. And we have a hint, the word oil, Ayin Lamed, Begematria Kuf, is the numerical value of 100, the letter Ayin equals 70, the letter Lamed equals 30. So the word oil equals 100. It's a hint that David established, his Hukam, he established the concept of 100, referring to 100 brachos every day. Usmach min haTorah, and there's also a support for this concept from the words of the Torah in the Pasuk in Devarim. It says, the verse says, V'atah Yisrael, now, Kal Yisrael, Yidden, Jews, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Me'imach, what is Hashem, your God, asking from you, requesting of you? Ki'im only in Le'iras Hashem, Megemer, to fear Hashem, etc. And the Talmud makes the following drasha. The Talmud says the following: Al Tikri Ma, don't read the word Ma Hashem Elikecha. El Mea, it sounds the same as the plan word. The word Ma sounds like Mea. That the pasuk is telling you what is that Hashem is asking from you 100. Hein Mea Bracha is, these are referring to the 100 blessings Shehein Le'iras Hashem, which lead a person to fear Hashem, or Ava Yisrael, and to love Him, or Zachrei Tamid, and to remember Hashem constantly, Ayudei HaBracha, Hashem HaBarach, and through the blessings, that a person will be constantly blessing on an ongoing basis throughout the day. Another point, HaKlalish of the Mishneh Torah in Sadiches. The curses listed in Mishneh Torah in Devarim, in Parshas Ki Savah, 98. There's a parasha in the Torah called the Teichecha, wherein Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden many curses, many calamities, and terrible things that will befall them if they do not fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, and enumerates 98 different curses or calamities or terrible things that will befall the Jews if they do not properly fulfill the Torah. And then at the end of the Teichecha, the end of that section, it says, Gam kol choli v'chol maka, also any other sickness, any other punishment that has not been mentioned, you also get that. Harikuf, so altogether there are 100 punishments or calamities that are mentioned over there in that section. Vekuf brachash anu mevarchem b'chol yom, so the 100 blessings that we bless every day, meginai salenu, they protect us, l'hinatzel mehem, to be saved from these calamities, from these problems. U'b'Shabbos v'yomtev, v'chein v'tainiyas, on Shabbos, yomtev, and fast days, Shechaseirim in Mea Brachas, that we are missing the 100 brachas. So this means as follows. On an average day, if someone davens 3 tefillas a day, he prays 3 times a day, he says 19 brachas in Shemana Esrei, he says all the bracha, the morning brachas, he eats at least 2 meals a day, 3 meals a day, he, during his regular course of his activities, a person easily says slightly over 100 blessings. And there's no problem. In a regular day, you don't really have to keep count. Assuming you, as you live a normal life, you say all the blessings you're supposed to say, you eat in regular meals, a person will easily say 100 blessings. However, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Shemini Esrei is much shorter, there are only 7 blessings in the Shemini Esrei, not 19. So even though there are 4 Shemini Esreis, there's an extra tefillah of Musaf, there's an extra prayer of Musaf, you're still missing many blessings. So one only has approximately 80, it's missing approximately 20 blessings on average. Similarly, on a fast day, one is missing a number of blessings because he does not eat, and therefore he's missing some. So on those days, one has to be extra careful to try to complete his quota of 100 blessings. So therefore, he says, Mashlimim, one should complete his quota, b'mashem echavnim lebirchos hashatz, with the fact that one has intention, one stays focused, and pays attention to the blessings said by the chazan, b'chazores hatfilos, as he is repeating the different tfilos of Shemini Esrei, and also the blessings of those who go up to read the Torah. They make 2 blessings, one before the reading, one after the reading. The Hamaftirin, and those who say the Haftirah, that there are perhaps 4 brachas over there, before and after the Haftirah. Amen, you should respond, amen, to their brachas, and have intent to fulfill your obligation of saying the blessing by listening to them. And also, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one could complete his obligation by saying other blessings on pleasure, such as he could have snacks in between meals, he could smell a sweet-smelling fragrance and make a blessing. So a person in those days has to be a little bit more careful to make sure to complete his quota of 100 brachas. Sifches. Kol bracha she'adam shemea mechaveri, any blessing that a person hears from his friend. Kishesh mea, when he hears the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, when he hears the person say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who Omer, so the listener responds, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, blessed is he, and blessed is his name. You give honor to the name of Hashem, when you hear it by saying that formula, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, one should preferably understand what he's saying and mean it. While he's saying it, then you're giving a blessing to Hashem and to his great name. And when the speaker completes the blessing, Sarach Leimer, Amen, a person has to say the word Amen. What does that mean? Well, Pirish Amen, the translation, the meaning of the word Amen, Hu Emes, is that it's true. That you're acknowledging the truth of the statement just uttered by the person who said the blessing. If you haven't believed, a person should think in his heart, he should have intent in his heart and his mind. The blessing that was just uttered is true. And I believe in it. For example, someone says the words, blessed are you, Hashem, who created the fruit of the tree. So you say Amen. You think to yourself, yes, it's true. I believe that Hashem created the fruit of the tree. In the blessings which also have a supplication, a request, for example, almost all of the blessings of Shemini Esrei, from the fourth bracha atachenin, the bracha about knowledge, begging, asking Hashem for, to give us wisdom, until and through the blessing of He who returns His presence to Zion, which is also a request that He Hashem should rebuild, restore us, rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and restore us to Yerushalayim with the service of the temple. Over Birchas Shalom, and additionally in the bracha of peace, that we ask Hashem to give us peace. And all those blessings, so they're a statement that Hashem is the one who makes peace, who gives wisdom, etc. But it's also a request. You're asking Hashem to give us knowledge, to return His presence to Yerushalayim, to give us peace. So therefore, once you have a double intention, Amen, a person should have intent while he's saying the word Amen for two different concepts. First of all, the blessing is true. Hashem is the one who is the giver of knowledge, etc. Additionally, it should be His will that these words should become true quickly, and that we should see Hashem as the giver of knowledge while He gives us knowledge. The request that we made of Him, He should give us knowledge that should become, that should come true speedily, soon. The Kaddish, and in the Kaddish prayer, Tefillah, only contains a supplication, a prayer for the future. It's not a statement of fact, rather it is a request, or a hope. Yechavin, Rakla Vakasha, you should have intent just for the supplication, for the request, that these words should be made true quickly, that Hashem's name should be exalted and blessed, means it should be recognized and it should be seen to be blessed and exalted speedily nowadays. Siftes, if the listener, one who's hearing the bracha, one who's hearing the blessing, is in the middle of praying, and he is at a point where he is not allowed to interrupt. Our person should not say the word, the answer, the response of Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, blessed is He and blessed is His name, because that is considered an interruption in the middle of the prayer. So, for example, if a person is in between the bracha of Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach, he's in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra, then one is not allowed to interrupt unnecessarily. So he's also not allowed to respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai to a blessing that he hears. V'chein, so too, im hu shemea bracha shegam hu tzarech latzeis, bebracha zeis. If one is listening to a blessing, and he is planning on fulfilling his obligation of reciting this blessing by hearing it from the other person, meaning shetehei nechsheves lo, should be considered for him, for the listener, ki'ilu amra ba'atma, as if he said it himself. Kigain, for example, birchas ha-shofar, the bracha before blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, just the Baal Tekeah, the one who's about to blow the shofar, he says the bracha, l'shmaya kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar, he says the bracha of shehecheyanu, and everyone else listens, and they fulfill their obligation of saying that bracha by listening to the Baal Tekeh, by listening to the one who's saying the blessing. For Birchas Megillah, or the bracha on the Megillah, three brachas that we say before reading the Megillah, the one bracha we say after reading the Megillah, and this Megillah Sefer on Purim. Lo Yoyimai Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemai, so the listeners should not respond in the middle of the blessing, Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemai. Mishum Lezeh Have a Hefzik Bemtza Bracha, this is an interruption in the middle of the blessing, because by me listening to this blessing, it's as if I am saying it. If I say the words Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemai in the middle, it ends up as if I said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemai, Elokeinu, etc. That's not the proper text of the bracha. That's an interruption in the middle of the bracha. So even though I am not uttering the words myself, since I am fulfilling my obligation by listening, it's as if I am uttering the words myself, and for me to say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemai in the middle is considered an improper interruption and therefore should not be done. And regarding answering Amen, if I'm in the middle of davening, in a place that I'm not allowed to interrupt, will be explained later on in its proper place. He says, "B'simin Yudalot, B'simin Tazayin," and those two simanim will discuss the various rules of when a person is allowed to respond, amen, when he is not allowed to respond, amen, and we will get to that later. Sif Yud. Sarich Lizohem Oid. A person should be very careful. He should make sure to say the word amen properly. He should not swallow the aleph or pronounce the aleph as if with a chataf, which means he does not pronounce the kamat sound properly. Rather, it sounds as if there's a chataf underneath, almost as if there's a shva. Then the vowel, he vocalizes it as if with a shva, like imein, or something along those lines. The layav liyah hanun, you should not swallow the nun at the end, as if it says amei, without pronouncing the nun sound properly at the end, without saying amein. So a person should make sure to say it clearly, enunciate the word properly. Gam yizohem right, a person should also be very careful. Shemo ya'ana amein, kaidem shesayim mevarech, he should not answer amein before the one who's saying the blessing completely finishes the blessing, kol habracha, the entire bracha. Kizehu amen chatufa, this is called amen chatufa, a snatched amen, that he said it before the end of the blessing. And this is especially common on Shabbos and Yom Tov, specifically on Yom Tov. The normal tune, the nusach, that is used for the prayers on Yom Tov, the ending of the bracha is usually the last word is often elongated, and it's very common for the tzibur, for the congregation, to answer amen before the chazan has completely finished the blessing, and one should not do that. And therefore, one should really not answer amen. And if the congregation answers amen starting from the middle of the last word, and you do not hear the end of the word, you will not be able to answer amen. You're stuck. You can't answer amen to that bracha because you did not hear the ending of the bracha, and you don't know when the chazan finished. It's, for example, when the chazan says "Bashalom," it's very common that people, in the middle of that word, before he's finished, they will start saying "Amen." The person has to be careful about that and not to respond until the word "Shalom" is finished. And if one is the chazan, if one is the one saying the bracha, it would be a good idea for one to maybe say the ending a little bit quicker and clearer, so that everybody else will be able to answer the amen at the proper time and not do the wrong thing and answer it too early. Again, also, a person should not delay from answering amen. In other words, you shouldn't wait too long after the blessing is finished. That's called an orphaned amen. It's all by itself. It's not connected to the blessing. The amount of time a person has is what's known as tech kedei dibur, the amount of time it says it takes to say either Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umari. It's a question. It means a second or two. It's not such a long time, number of seconds. So one should wait until the bracha is completely finished and then say answer right away. so he doesn't have any problems. Immediately upon the when the one who's saying the blessing finishes the blessing, Yana Amen, you should answer Amen. Additionally, a person should not lift his voice, raise his voice louder than the one who said the blessing. When you answer Amen, you should not say it in a louder voice than the one who said the blessing. Shenemar, as it says in the verse in Tehillim, Gablu Hashem Iti, make, ascribe greatness to Hashem together with me. Let us make the name of Hashem great together. And we will exalt his name together, meaning not necessarily in unison in this case. You're one is saying the blessing, one is saying Amen, but together in that neither one of them outshouts the other one. However, Mr. Brewer does bring down that if your intent in saying the Amen out loud is to get other people involved and aroused, then they should also answer Amen. It happens sometimes. Sometimes the congregation is somewhat asleep. They're not paying attention. They're not really answering Amen properly. And you answer Amen in a loud voice to get everyone else into it. That is acceptable. But otherwise, one should really not answer Amen in a voice louder than the decibel level, than the voice of the one who said the blessing. Sif Yud Aleph. Ein einin amen al birchas atzmai. A person is not supposed to answer amen to his own bracha. If you say a bracha, let's say for example, barei peri ha'etz, you should not say amen afterwards. Mo'avad, except the birchas hamazon, in the benching, grace after meals, ma'achar b'nei Yerushalayim, after the third bracha, b'nei b'racham av Yerushalayim, then we answer amen. But otherwise, one should never answer Amen to his own bracha. Even if you complete a bracha together with the chazan, for example, you're both saying the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, and you end off Melech Luval Vatish Brachais, you end off the word together. You both say the word Vatish Brachais together. Or really anybody, you hear somebody else's bracha. You're saying the blessing of Ha'etz. He's saying the blessing of Ha'etz. Simultaneously, you finish the words Berei Pri Ha'etz. Mayana, you should not respond Amen to his bracha, because since it's the same bracha you said, it ends up you're answering Amen to your bracha, and one should not do that. Avolim hu birech bracha acheres. If you said one blessing, a different blessing, Vashat bracha acheres, and the chazan said a different blessing, the sign will be shav, and you finished, you completed the blessings at the same time, then you answer Amen on the Chazan's bracha. So again, not necessarily the Chazan. Reuven is saying the bracha b'rei pri ha'etz. Shimon is saying the bracha b'rei pri ha'adama. They end simultaneously, they should both answer Amen to each other's bracha. But if a person finishes the bracha of Yishtabach, or the bracha of Shemir Amo Yisrael Ma'ad, which is at the end of Ma'ariv, and at the end of Birchas Kriyashma of Ma'ariv, the blessings after Kriyashma by Ma'ariv, or Birchas Yehalamucha Shom Achar Hallel, or the bracha of Yehalamucha, which follows the recitation of Hallel, B'Shavim Ashatz, you ended off that blessing together with the Chazan, Aine Gamkin Amen, there you could answer Amen after the blessing, because Kavan, since the Harbe Paiskin Spirulay, many Paiskin feel they are of the opinion that these types of blessings, which are the end of a series of blessings, there's a blessing of Baruch Amar and Yishtabach, they're a pair. So Yishtabach is the end of that series. There's a blessing before you start Hallel, and then the blessing you have a lucha after you finish Hallel. So it's also the end of a series of blessings. So to Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, which is the end of these series of Berachos Kriya Shema, anytime you're ending off a series, there is an opinion that one should answer Amen after his own blessing. And therefore, even though the Minig Ashkenazim, those of us of Ashkenazic descent, our custom is not to answer Amen after our own bracha, but if you answer it together with the chazan, so then you could answer Amen after that bracha, and because we can rely on the opinion that even after your own bracha, you could say Amen. And since the Chazan also said it, so with that combination, I want to be able to say Amen in that context.